7:15, and this is the evening edition with Lynn and Sharmila. Our next story is essentially about the state of emergency and a committee that has been formed that petitioned the Yang di-Pertuan Agong to end the emergency. So this was reported by Malaysia Kini, and the petition seeking an audience with the Agong was submitted to Istana Negara yesterday. It was presented by Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, YB Mohamad Mat Sabu, as well as Khalid Abdul Samad.
And I mean, it also included other people who have participated in signing, and this is to express negative sentiments on behalf of the public over the establishment of the emergency. There's also been an online petition that has been put up, and that has drawn 40,000 signatures, also asking to withdraw the emergency declaration. This comes on the wake of a previous petition that was submitted on March 26th, but there has been no response to that.
So we're getting updates now from Fahmi Fazil, Lemba Pantai MP and member of the Tamat Darurat Committee, so the committee that we're talking about. Fahmi, thanks for joining us. Talk to us about what the committee is asking for.
Okay, the Tamat Darurat Committee is requesting that the Yang di-Pertuan Agong consider to end the emergency declaration now or earlier than the stipulated 1st of August 2021 timeline. So that is the main push for this committee.
So in summary, how do you think the emergency has impacted the country and perhaps more specifically your constituents?
I think it's rather, we don't see how the emergency has really assisted the push to stem the COVID-19 outbreak, the pandemic, because we see the numbers keep rising day by day. And the premise of having the emergency is that it would be able to marshal all resources to make sure that we don't see a fourth or a fifth wave. Yet that's exactly what's happening in Selangor, and that's happening in Sarawak all of a sudden, or even in Kelantan and Terengganu. So the question is, how is the emergency helping the government to fight COVID-19? We don't see that. Yeah, we don't see that.
So has the committee and, by extension, the opposition been able to meet with the government to discuss the matter?
We've had limited engagement with the government, even though the Yang di-Pertuan Agong himself, His Majesty, has said that the fight against COVID has to be with all, it should be an all-society effort. The whole nation has to be in on this. But, like for example, issues around data, we don't have enough data. Even in my constituency, I don't know where exactly these cases are taking place, if any at all, at this point in time, and that is difficult. And even in the case of the push for registration of for the vaccine, it's still, we find it very hard to know where in our constituencies there is less number of people registering. Why are they not registering? It's as though we have to help, you know, in the initiative without the government really involving us in this effort. So this unfortunately is a bit of a letdown. Having said that, we have engaged YB Khairi Jamaluddin, for example. He's given us a briefing, and also we have three of our colleagues, three MPs, who sit in the independent special committee to advise the Yang di-Pertuan Agong on ending, when to end the emergency. But beyond that, there's very little interaction or roping us in the fight against COVID-19. And I feel that it is quite a waste, unfortunately.
So Tun Dr. Mahathir, who is one of the people who is spearheading this, said that the anger towards the palace is increasing. Could you tell us more about this statement?
Well, I think we do see some signs of that on social media. It's hard for me to personally tell how far this sentiment is, or whether it's just in a small group of people on social media, whether it is felt outside. But we do know for a fact that a lot of people have been feeling upset with the way that the government has been responding to COVID-19, particularly in terms of the SOPs. The most recent incident, of course, is that involving students who are on campus, but they are compounded for not wearing masks, even though they can't leave the campus. So, and yet, you know, when it comes to certain VVIPs, yeah, there seems to be a different set of rules. So people are upset about that. And when you look at the latest data from the Department of Statistics as of February 2021, 13.9% of youth, yeah, those between the ages of 15 to 24, are unemployed. Yeah, so this is an extremely high number. And I think the figure runs somewhere in the range of 350,000. So you've got, you know, the youth who are very well connected on social media and are feeling the pinch, especially if they are compounded. And you have this ripple effect, a butterfly effect, if you may. And that, I think, has to be properly addressed.
Should the emergency continue until August, what possible impact might there be?
The worst aspect of the emergency is the lackluster response of Prime Minister Tan Sri Mahyadin Yassin to not advise the Yang di-Pertuan Agong to summon Parliament, even though His Majesty has given his advice that Parliament can be convened while the emergency is in effect. And the reason for this is Parliament, as the principal institution of democratic practice in the country, also serves as a place for us to have checks and balances, to scrutinize and really look at how the government is spending its money and the way that it's acting. I'll give an example. We saw how when they announced the 10,000 ringgit compound, the response on whether it's social media or in you know, like everyday life, you know, people were extremely upset. So much so that the government had to embarrassingly announce later that they will explain the tiers for the compounds. So that, I feel, would have been addressed if they had brought this to Parliament, where MPs representing our constituencies, we were democratically elected, we can weigh on these matters and advise the government on what to do. If they had done that, even if they had called us to be in a particular special select committee or however, you know, we are very prepared to participate in that process. In fact, that is why Pakatan Harapan has formed an immunization or a vaccine committee. It comprises of Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad, Dr. Lee Boon Chai, Dr. Kelvin Yee, as well as various health ex-cos at three states administered or ruled by Pakatan Harapan. That shows our willingness to be part of the process. But the government, for whatever reason, refuses to engage with this committee. And I think, if anything, this to me shows that the emergency is not doing what it claims to want to do. In fact, I feel that there is an emergency mindset, if you may, in Putrajaya, and that has separated them from the rest of the country. Perhaps they feel, you know, the instability of everyday politics is affecting the way they think about things. They're definitely, it feels like they have some kind of siege mentality, an emergency mindset, and this has to end. Yeah, we want to deal with the problem of COVID together with the government, but they have to show that they are willing to work with us, because we have shown that definitely we want to be in these deliberations, these discussions, and how we together can fight and really defeat COVID-19.
Now, if the emergency ends, what would your first priority be as Lembah Pantai MP?
Well, the real emergency, which is COVID-19, has not ended. I think the fight is really about COVID-19. Parliament has to be summoned because everything else is open, from kindergartens to Ramadan bazaars to schools to cinemas. the judiciary is functioning, Putrajaya is functioning, Parliament must function. So that for me is numero uno. That is number one on the list, right? And after that, a lot of it has got to do with jobs, jobs, jobs. It's just about creating jobs. That's why on Leisure Day last year, we opened a job center in Lembah Pantai. And we recently teamed up with some initiatives to help young people, particularly Lembah Pantai, but also those who've lost jobs, to find work. And this is important. You know, so it's not just about having mega projects out there announced, yeah, or hearing that such and such company is going to spend X amount of millions or billions, yeah, pumping into the Malaysian economy. It's about seeing everyday families, people on the ground, solving problems for them. So I will be focused on that.
And what are the opposition's goals once Parliament is reopened?
I think we would want to scrutinize particularly whatever additional budgets that have been announced. And this is important because that ultimately affects taxpayers like you and I and corporates that pay corporate tax. Yeah, or people who pay whatever form of tax, because we have a right to question how the government spends our money. This is our money, right? And you know, the worst part of it is that if it becomes debt, then it becomes something to be solved by our children, grandchildren, and the next generation. And we have to be responsible about that, even if economically we are in not the best shape, perhaps at the moment. But that, at least that basic level of scrutiny has to happen with Parliament in place. At the same time, a lot of these laws, when you look at, for example, the emergency ordinance to combat supposedly fake news, with such heavy-handed fines and prison sentences, would that really pass in Parliament? I'm not sure. And things like Undi 18, for example, we want to see that pushed through, right? And for me, you know, there was, for example, the announcement of the 150,000 laptops. We have not heard a single word from either the Minister of Finance or the Minister of Education on the status of this initiative. We don't know how much has been gathered. We don't know how many laptops have been given out. It seems like they're completely undemocratic and not wanting to respond. And this is shameful. It should not happen in a country like Malaysia. Just tell us, where are the laptops? If they have been given out, to explain. Just tell us what's going on. This is not how you treat taxpayers.
Fahmi, thank you so much for speaking with us. That was Fahmi Fazil, Lembah Pantai MP and a member of the Tamat Darurat Committee, which, again, is a committee that has started a petition to seek an audience, or rather raised a petition to seek an audience with the Yang di-Pertuan Agong. This was submitted to Istana Negara yesterday with the express reason of asking for an end to the emergency. This is part of, I think, a movement of sorts. There have been other petitions signed. There have been other people expressing this wish. Let us know where you stand on this. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. After the 7:30 news, we are going to be moving on to review Minari. So keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.